Welcome to the Profiles in Business podcast, where we talk about the influencers, innovators, and disruptors shaking up the world of business today. This episode is brought to you by Pool Scouts of McKinney, North Texas's number one pool cleaning and maintenance service provider. Call them today at 469-352-9191 or visit poolscouts.com to protect your pool investment. And now, here's your hosts.
All right, folks, you're listening to Profiles in Business, and today's episode is brought to you by Texas Swim Up Ventures. So buckle up, because we're about to talk about the craziest pool construction phenomenon I've ever seen. What's happening in Frisco, Texas right now? If you're in Frisco and thinking about a pool, hit up Texas Swim Up Ventures, 469-584-4751, or texasswimupventures.com. Trust me, you'll want to hear this first.
Okay, so I need to tell you what I witnessed last weekend. I'm driving through Starwood, right, and then through the Grove, and I am not exaggerating, it looked like a construction documentary. Cranes, excavators, pool trucks, everywhere. It was like someone announced free pools and everyone said yes simultaneously.
That's actually not far from the truth of what's driving this, but it's way more fascinating than just people want pools. There's this whole economic and demographic story happening in Frisco that's unlike anywhere else in North Texas.
Okay, I'm hooked. Break it down for me, because from the outside, it just looks like money everywhere and everyone's building everything.
So check this out. Frisco went from basically 33,000 people in the year 2000 to over 200,000 today. But the really wild part? The median household income in Frisco is pushing $140,000, which is almost double the Texas average.
Wait, what? Are you kidding me right now? That's insane.
Totally insane. You've got the Dallas Cowboys headquarters. The PGA of America just moved their entire headquarters here. Huge corporate campuses, and all these companies relocating from high-tax states, bringing their high-paid employees with them.
So basically, Frisco became this magnet for wealthy families who want good schools, new construction, and the Texas lifestyle. And the Texas lifestyle means
pools. Because here's the thing, when you're moving from California or New York and you're suddenly saving $20,000 to $40,000 a year in state income taxes alone, that pool you've been dreaming about suddenly becomes way more affordable.
Oh wow, I never thought about it that way. The tax savings basically funds the pool. That's actually brilliant financial planning disguised as a luxury purchase.
Right? And Frisco's average home price is well over $500,000, with tons of properties in the $700,000 to $1 million plus range. These are established families with dual incomes, and they want the resort lifestyle at home.
Which makes total sense, because if you're dropping $800,000 on a house in Frisco, you're probably not trying to share the community pool with 500 other families.
Exactly. And here's where it gets really interesting. The lot sizes in many Frisco neighborhoods are actually decent. You're not dealing with those tiny 50-foot lots. People have room for real pools.
Oh, so people can go full resort style with huge custom pools.
Both, actually. Some people with bigger lots are going full resort style, but even people on smaller lots have enough space for quality plunge pools. And by the way, if you're trying to navigate this decision, Texas Swim Up Ventures specializes in both. Give them a ring at 469-584-4751 or texasswimupventures.com. They're focused on building pools that'll still be beautiful 10 years from now.
Love that. Okay, so keep going. What else is fueling this boom?
The sports culture in Frisco is absolutely off the charts. You've got families with kids in club soccer, competitive swimming, baseball. These parents are driving kids to practice 6 days a week. Having a pool at home becomes both recreation and training.
Oh man, that's such a good point. Instead of driving to the community center for swim practice, your kid can train in the backyard. That's a massive time saver.
Huge. Plus the entertainment factor. Frisco has this big social culture. People are hosting team parties, family gatherings, neighborhood hangouts. A pool becomes this central feature for their whole social life.
Okay, but here's what I want to know. With all this demand, are builders keeping up? Because I've heard nightmare stories about projects taking forever or contractors being booked out for months.
That's the million-dollar question. The demand is so high that quality builders who do things right are absolutely slammed. You've got wait lists, timelines extending out, and unfortunately, you also have opportunistic contractors flooding the market trying to capitalize on the boom.
Ugh, that's what I was afraid of. So you've got desperate homeowners, limited availability from good builders, and then sketchy operators promising fast turnarounds.
That's exactly what's happening. And this is where homeowners need to be really careful. Just because someone can start your project next week doesn't mean they should. You want builders with proven experience in Frisco specifically.
So it's actually worth waiting longer for a quality builder rather than jumping on whoever's available immediately.
100%. You're investing $60,000 to $100,000 in a permanent structure. Would you rather wait an extra month or two for someone reputable or rush in with a questionable contractor and end up with problems that cost tens of thousands to fix?
When you put it that way, it's a no-brainer. But I'm curious, are there specific neighborhoods where pools are just standard at this point?
Oh, absolutely. Starwood, The Grove, Hunter's Creek, Phillips Creek Ranch. In these neighborhoods, it's almost weird if you don't have a pool. Pools have become expected amenities, not luxury additions.
That's wild. So it's almost affecting property values. If you don't have a pool, you're at a disadvantage when selling.
In many of these neighborhoods, yes. Buyers are specifically searching for homes with pools because they don't want to deal with the construction process.
And with mortgage rates where they are, people who already own homes in Frisco are probably choosing to invest in pools rather than move, right?
Bingo. When you've got a 3% mortgage rate locked in and you love your neighborhood, you're not moving. You're improving what you have. And the number one improvement that transforms your Frisco lifestyle? A pool.
I love that. It's like people are creating their forever homes. That actually seems smarter financially.
Way smarter. And here's something else. The remote work revolution. Even with return-to-office pushes, a huge percentage of Frisco residents still work from home part-time. Your house isn't just where you sleep. It's your office, your gym, your entertainment venue.
Oh, wow. So having a pool becomes this mental health and work-life balance thing. You finish a stressful day of Zoom calls, and you can literally walk outside and decompress instead of commuting for an hour.
Exactly. It's wellness, stress relief, family time, all in one investment. And the climate supports it perfectly. You can use a pool from April through October. That's 6 to 7 months of solid usage every year.
Okay, so Frisco has this unique combination of wealthy transplants, strong social culture, sports-focused families, remote work flexibility, and perfect weather. That's creating unprecedented pool demand.
You nailed it. And that demand isn't slowing down. Frisco still has developable land, new neighborhoods are still going up, and population projections show continued growth for at least the next decade.
So if you're a pool builder in Frisco right now, business is probably amazing.
If you're a good pool builder who's properly licensed, uses quality materials, and delivers on promises, yes, business is incredible. The challenge is separating quality operators from fly-by-night contractors trying to make quick money.
Which brings us back to doing your homework. Don't just hire the first person who answers the phone.
Absolutely. And look, if you want builders who've been working in Frisco for years, who understand the local market, and who have portfolios you can actually see, call Texas Swim Up Ventures at 469-584-4751 or texasswimupventures.com. They're focused on building pools that'll still be beautiful 10 years from now.
Love that. Okay, so what's your prediction? Does this boom continue or cool off?
Honestly, I think it continues strong for at least another 5 years. Frisco's growth trajectory is still steep, the economic fundamentals are solid, and the lifestyle factors aren't changing. If anything, as more pools get built, it creates social pressure for neighbors to add them too.
The keeping up with the Joneses effect, which isn't necessarily bad if it's something you genuinely want and can afford.
100%. Your pool should match your lifestyle and your budget, not what you think you're supposed to have. That's why consultations matter, talking through how you'll actually use the space, what makes sense for your family.
And I imagine that's where Texas Swim Up Ventures helps people figure that out.
That's exactly where every project starts, understanding the client's specific situation and designing something that makes sense, whether that's a huge custom pool or a beautiful plunge pool that fits your yard and budget.
Perfect. All right, everyone, that's our deep dive into Frisco pool boom. Hopefully this gave you context for what's driving all this construction.
And huge thanks to Texas Swim Up Ventures for sponsoring today's episode, 469-584-4751, or texasswimupventures.com. If you want to explore your pool options, we'll catch you next time on Profiles in Business.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Profiles in Business podcast. And don't forget to visit our sponsor, Pool Scouts of McKinney, the number one pool cleaning and maintenance service in Collin County. Call them today at 469-352-9191 or visit poolscouts.com today to get scheduled. See you next time.